The following content is intended for people who are blind or Brent impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. Wouldn't it be nice to have something that could handle your basic computer needs and fit in your pocket? This month, we continue our conversation with David Goldfield of Blazy Technologies about their new BT Speak Pro pocket computer. That's what's coming up this month on Tech Tips. Previously on Tech Tips.
The BT Speak Pro is a very small, compact computer. We sometimes call it a pocket computer because it literally will fit in most pockets. The dimensions are somewhat similar to an iPhone 14 or 15 Pro. It produces speech to allow you to hear what it is you've typed. It has 16 gigabytes of storage. USB-C port can accommodate thumb drives, powered hard drive, and the micro SD card can accommodate SD cards up to a terabyte.
What all can folks do with it?
Front and center, you have an editor for writing, reading, and editing documents. We have a voice notes recorder. There is a Pandora app for listening to music from the Pandora service. There is a media player. It will soon have a radio tuner, so you'll be able to listen to a variety of radio stations. We have two web browsers, Chromium and Firefox. It also comes with LibreOffice, which is a free Office suite, and it's totally compatible with Microsoft Office.
What types of devices can be either connected to or paired with the BT Speak Pro?
You can connect this to a variety of Bluetooth devices, such as a Bluetooth speaker. You can use Bluetooth earphones or Bluetooth headset. And if you have an HDMI monitor with a speaker, you should be able to connect it to that. You can also use the USB port to connect USB headphones or earbuds or, again, a speaker. Mm-hmm. So between particularly USB and Wi-Fi, you really do have a lot of connection options.
And now the conclusion of my conversation with David Goldfield of Blazy Technologies about the BT Speak Pro pocket computer. You mentioned earlier about software updates. How are those handled?
We do have software updates. Lately, they've been coming out about once a month or so, and they are handled via Wi-Fi. Gone are the days when we had to send out a floppy disk, and you know, that's a thing of the past. So now,
yeah, I don't think most people today even know what a floppy disk is.
They might not, but some of the Blazy Engineering customers will, because we often had to send updates out on 3.5-inch disks that you would put in a device called a disk drive, and you would transfer that update from the disk to the drive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you had to wait for it to arrive in the mail, and, you know, now everything is done via the internet through Wi-Fi. So what happens is, when there's an update, we tell you through the device will actually say a new system update is available. And when you're ready, you can issue a command. It's very easy to do, and we actually tell you how to do this during the Getting Started guide. And you can check for updates, and it will say a new update is available. Do you want to install it? And if you do, you just press the letter Y, then you press the Enter key, which is .8, and the update downloads onto your machine and installs automatically. Your machine restarts, and when you hear it say BT Speak Ready, you've got the update.
Awesome. You've mentioned the Getting Started guide a couple of times. What format is that in? Is it in Braille? Is it audio? How do people access it?
Well, a couple of ways. I mean, it is on our website, and the website is www.blazietech.com. You can go on that website. There's a link that says documentation. And one of the things you'll find on the documentation link is the Getting Started guide, and you can download that. Anybody can download that, whether they're a customer or not. We can also email it to you if you write to us at support@blazy.net. You can request it. We'll be happy to send it to you through email. We can send it electronically in whatever format you want. So, you know, by default, it's written in Word. But if somebody doesn't have Word and they just want it in plain text, we'll send it to them in plain text. If you want it in contracted Braille, I'll be happy to make sure they get it in a contracted Braille format, or Word file, or RTF, or whatever electronic format they might want. Just email us or call us and request it, and give us your email address, and we will definitely email it to you in whatever format you want. If you want it in EPUB format, I'll get it to you in EPUB format.
That's awesome.
If that's your thing.
What kind of warranty comes with the device?
What we're doing is anybody who buys a BT Speak this year, you will automatically get free servicing, not just support. But if there's a hardware issue that happens through no fault of your own that, you know, we're not able to help you fix by phone, we'll exchange it. And we'll do that for the duration of the year at no cost. So if someone buys a BT Speak now, from now up until the end of December of 2024, we'll make sure that we provide any kind of servicing that it needs. And not only that, you don't have to be without your unit. We'll send you a replacement. You then send the older unit that has to go back to us in the box that the replacement unit came in. We'll make sure we send you a label. And that way, you don't have to send your unit in and be without it for a week or two while we're working on it. And we'll do that for the end of the year. Now, next year, they'll be a maintenance contract offering, and we'll be able to talk about that at a later time once all of the particulars have been ironed out and determined with that. But for the duration of this year, you essentially get warranty coverage for any issues. So again, that of course includes support. Support is a given. Anytime you need support, question answered, you know, I'm trying to do this with my BT Speak, I can't do it, it's not doing what I think it should do, we of course provide that at no cost. But any kind of hardware servicing or exchanges that might need to be done, because the product is so new, we're going to offer that to any customers, again, for the duration of this year.
That's awesome. Let's talk about the order process. Once someone has decided that they want to purchase a BT Speak Pro, could you walk us through the ordering and the order process and what they can expect?
The main way that we tell people that they can order, if they're comfortable doing it that way, is to do it through our website. So if you go to blazietech.com, BLAZIETECH.com, there is a link on there that says shop, and that is your cue that you can shop for a BT Speak. And it's very similar to ordering a product through other websites. You put it in what's called your cart, then there's a checkout link, and you provide the information that I think most people would expect. So we'll ask you for, you know, just your your name. Of course, we need your address to send it to you, right?
It does help.
Yeah, that would help. So your address, phone number, and credit card information. We process that immediately. You will then, once your product is being prepared for shipping, you should receive an email letting you know that. So, you know, it doesn't just go out into limbo somewhere. You'll know what's going on. For people who may not want to shop online, you can call us and place an order by phone if you're more comfortable doing that at area code 772-214-1616. And whoever answers, you can just say, hey, I want to order a BT Speak, and you can do that.
And we've been mentioning this throughout the discussion here, but I want to get it all the ways that somebody can get a hold of you. You mentioned the website, which is blazytech.com. You've also mentioned email, and for right now, the email address is escaping me. What was the email address that folks can use?
Sure. So it's support at blazy.net. BLAZIE, that's Z as in Zulu, .net, N-E-T. They can write to us with any kind of support question, and again, someone will answer it, and usually we answer those pretty quickly. You can follow us on Twitter. Our handle is at BlazyTech, and we're also on Mastodon. And that was very important to me to be on Mastodon, because there's a huge, vibrant community of blind people on Mastodon, and they're really fun to interact with, and they engage with us quite a lot. So our Mastodon handle, for those of you who are on Mastodon, you'll know what I'm talking about, is at BlazyTech at tweezcake.social. Now, if you're not on Mastodon, that's going to sound like the oddest email address ever. But it's at BlazyTech and then at TweezCake, TweezeCake dot social.
Okay, awesome. What about Facebook and YouTube? Are you guys on there too?
Yeah, we do have a YouTube channel, actually, and you can get to that easily from our own website. So if you go to blazytech.com, there is a link to our YouTube page, and the YouTube page has a lot of demos and little mini tutorials and videos, some of which were actually recorded by our customers.
Okay.
Who were really excited and enthusiastic. We even had one that did an unboxing. So you talk about doing a live video. She did a live unboxing of a brand new BT Speak that just arrived at her doorstep. So that was kind of exciting, and you'll see that on our YouTube channel as well. And we do have a Facebook page. If you search for Blazy Technologies, you will find it.
Okay, awesome. And what about LinkedIn? Are you guys on there too?
We actually are.
Yay.
So again, if you're on LinkedIn, you can feel free to follow us. Just again, search for Blazy Technologies, and we do, you know, post announcements about what's going on, and you are more than free to follow us on LinkedIn if you're on that platform.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. I see where you guys are going to be attending the NFB National Conference in July in Orlando. Do you have plans to be anywhere else at a conference this year?
We do, including the ACB, or American Council of the Blind Convention. So we will be there as well. And there are some other conventions coming up as well. Off the top of my head, I don't recall what they are, but we do post those on our website.
Okay.
So again, if you go to blazytech.com, there is a link and some information that will tell you what other conferences. We also were at the CSUN conference in March.
And that one's out in California, if memory serves.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Yep. And so we were there, but coming up, we will be at NFB and ACP.
Tech Tips is on the North Carolina Reading Service.
So, David, would you mind giving us a brief demonstration of the BT Speak Pro?
I will. I have a BT Speak here, and it is using the DeckTalk voice that we got from Human Voice LLC. And right now, I'm in the traditional mode, which is where you are when you turn it on. I'm going to go into one of our menus. This is our main options menu. So you could think of that as the gateway to all of the other apps and services that we have. I do that by pressing O chord, which is the letter O with the space bar. For those of you who know Braille, you'll know that that's dots 1, 3, and 5. So I'll do that now.
Options menu opened.
It said options menu. Let me know the menu was open. Now, I'm going to navigate through this menu so we can see what we have here. And there are several ways I could do it, but I'll press the space bar because that's really one of the easiest ways.
Applications, shortcut is a.
So we have applications.
Time, shortcut is T.
Time. You'll notice it's reading shortcuts after each one because just like Windows or Mac, each menu item has a corresponding shortcut. So it said time. Shortcut is T. We'll revisit that in a little bit, so I'll move forward here.
Date, shortcut is D.
That's to find out the date.
Battery, shortcut is D.
That gives me the status of my battery.
File browser, shortcut is F.
That's the file browser, which lets me do what the name implies. I can browse all of the files and documents on my device. I can open them, delete them, rename them, and even copy them from the device to a thumb drive or an SD card slot. I can also copy files from the SD card or thumb drive to the device, by the way.
Manage files, shortcut is M.
And manage files is very similar, but instead of browsing a list of files, I have a set of commands for doing all of those things, deleting, renaming, and copying files.
Print current file, shortcut is P.
That said print current file. I can print through the Wi-Fi with a wireless printer if I have one set up.
Wi-Fi, shortcut is W.
There's a Wi-Fi menu for performing tasks like adding a new Wi-Fi connection or removing a Wi-Fi connection or switching from one Wi-Fi hotspot or network to another.
Calculator, shortcut is C.
There is a calculator. This is a fully scientific calculator, by the way.
Awesome.
Calendar, shortcut is L.
There's a calendar, so you can keep track of your appointments. You can add appointments and be told if you have items, agenda items on your calendar. It also has a Gregorian calculator. That essentially means I can do things like saying, hey, tell me what day it is in 24 days, or what day is it going to be on January 1st, 2025, in case I want to make my New Year's plans a little bit early, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Stopwatch. Yeah. Sure, it is number sign.
It has a stopwatch. Which also, by the way, includes a countdown timer.
System, shortcut is S.
There's a system menu.
User, shortcut is U.
There's a user menu, which allows you to create your own customizable menus. You can put any of the menu or submenu items in your own user menu.
Help, shortcut is H.
And there's a help menu.
Application, shortcut is A.
And the applications menu. So you notice that with each menu item that we have, it spoke a corresponding shortcut key. I happen to remember that it said T for time or D for date. So that means that in the future, I'm going to go out of this. If I just press O chord for options,
options menu, open,
and then T,
03:34:01 p.m.
Now it's reading the seconds, but it's 3:34 p.m. So it read the time. If I press D, it'll go to the date.
May 14th, 2024.
That's when we're recording this now, May 14th, 2024. We'll press B for battery status.
100% charging.
It said 100% charging, so it's letting me know that my battery is all the way at the top at 100%, which I like, and I have it plugged in to my computer at the moment, so it said charging.
That actually reminds me of a question I meant to ask.
Sure.
What is the battery life when you're running the BT Speak off battery?
We are estimating that you should get around 10 hours of use. If you work it pretty heavy on the desktop side and going into desktop mode, you may get a bit less, but on average around 10 hours.
That's
so
good.
You should be able to use this on the road for an entire day. If you're in, you know, classrooms, you should be able to get a good day's worth of use out of it.
Okay, cool.
That is the main menu. Let's actually do something with this beside navigating the menus. Let's create a file. I would do this by going to the file menu. So I'll just press
listing for slash home slash
I'll just press
EI.
F. And I'm in the file browser. So from here, I can navigate through the list of files. And if I find a file that I like, I can open it. But I'm actually going to create a new file. So I do that by pressing C for create.
Enter file name.
And it said enter file name. I'm just going to call this Tech Tips.
T-E-C-H space T-I-P-S.
And we'll press enter.
Tech Tips is open.
It said Tech Tips is open. And by the way, one thing I didn't mention is if you press the power button very lightly, it puts the unit in kind of a sleep mode.
Sleeping.
It says sleeping. So now I've put it to sleep, a talent I seem to have with people. And so the keyboard, of course, is locked. If I press the power button again, it'll wake it up, and I'll be right back where I was.
Awake.
Okay. And I'm back in my file, and I can just verify that by pressing WH chord, which is dots 156 in the spacebar.
BT Speak Editor dash Tech Tips is open.
It said BT Speak Editor, Tech Tips is open. I'm in the BT Speak Editor, and I'm in Tech Tips. If I press the power button, I'm not going to do that now because it'll take up some extra time, but if I press the power button for about 3 seconds, it's going to do a total shutdown, and it'll say shutting down. And when I press the power button again, of course, it reboots and restarts, and then it says BT Speak Ready. But even if I do that, it will put me right back in the file where I was.
Okay.
So it remembers where you were, so you don't have to worry about, you know, will I lose my place? So I'm just going to type in some text, and I'll just type in, my name is David.
M-Y-F-A-M-E-U-S.
And I'm going to deliberately make a mistake. Instead of David, I'm going to write B-A-V-I-D.
B-A-V-I-D.
Now, I'm deliberately typing slow so you can hear the letters, but obviously you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Period. New line.
Okay. I typed a period. I typed dot eight, so it said new line. And let's go back to the previous line here.
My name is David.
Now, I want to fix that. I can use the spacebar with these Braille keys to navigate line by line, word by word, or even character by character. I want to go to...
Name is David. B. A.
Okay.
B.
I'm on the B. I don't want that, so I'm going to press a... We have a chord, a low D chord, dots 256. That will delete the current character.
B.
It should be gone. Now I'm going to type the correct letter, and let's read it back.
My name is David.
And that sounded correct. If I want to add more to this, I can go to the end of the file.
End of file.
And type in
M-O-R-E.
More stuff.
S-T-U-F. More stuff.
There you go. That's a little bit about just how this responds and how this works.
That was an awesome demo.
Okay, well, thanks.
You're listening to Tech Tips. on the North Carolina Reading Service.
Is there anything else you would like to mention that I may have missed?
I would just say that, again, we are continually coming out with new updates for this product. The BT Speak that's out now is going to evolve, and there will be features coming up in the next few months and beyond that I think people will be really excited about. And as I say, the radio tuner is definitely one of them. We're very excited about that. And people should just give us a call at 772-214-1616 if they have any question at all. No question is too basic. There's no such thing as a stupid question, right? So just whatever you're curious about, we'll be more than happy to answer them. BlazyTech.com is the website. And if you want to subscribe to our discussion group and chat both with us and with other customers and see what other people are saying about the BT Speak, we invite you to do that. The address to do that is all one word, BT Speak. That's BT for Blazy Technologies Speak. Plus, that's the plus sign on your keyboard. Subscribe at groups.io, and we'll make sure you get approved, and we'll get you on that group. And I think you'll be very pleased with what you'll see on that group. And again, we just ask people to give us a call. Email us at support@blazy.net. If you have any questions that you'd like to just send through email and you don't want to go on a public group, and we really hope to hear from you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time. It was greatly appreciated.
Thanks for having us on the podcast. That was greatly appreciated, too. We're really happy to let people know about the product.
Well, it was my pleasure, and I'm glad we can help get the word out about the BT Speak Pro.
Thank you so much, Chris.
You're welcome. Thank you, David. Once again, I'd like to thank David Goldfield for taking the time and for talking with me today about the BT Speak Pro from Blazy Technologies. If you would like to learn more about this amazing pint-sized computer, visit them online at blazytech.com, and that is spelled BLAZIETECH.com. You can also give them a call at area code 772-214-1616. That telephone number again, area code 772-214-1616. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you've enjoyed it. If there's something you'd like covered in a future episode, send an email to techtipspodcast@gmail.com. I'm Chris Skidmore for the North Carolina Reading Service. Tech Tips is available online by visiting our website at ncreadingservice.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have questions or comments about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org or give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.